This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Yes, guys, welcome. This is the preview match. Obviously, you've got a massive game coming up, as we've been saying that for the past few weeks. Sorry, that was just a double play and then real quick, sorting it out. Yeah, it's a massive game. We're really playing Wolves this weekend. It's our first real game under Dean Smith, if we're being honest, because you've seen our Man City last weekend, but it was a free hit. It's going to be a tough one because they've come off two wins and I think three unbeaten games in a row now, so they're definitely going to be a tough opponent. We've obviously heard the likes of Barnes. Evans is still out, I think. Who was the other one that's still got? Vestergaard, I mean, he's not anywhere in the first team anyway. But, you know, there's been a few players are going to be out for this weekend, guaranteed. But we've had some positives, like Soonchu's going to be in. Tielemans probably going to come back in. What do you make it?
I've said that I don't think this is as big as what we think it is. Obviously, we know it's a big game anyway. But we've all said that Wolves are probably safe at this point. One or two more wins from the rest of the season now and they're pretty much clear points-wise. So for me, if we go into the game and we do draw or lose a game, I'm not too concerned because there's other games there where you'd say you have to win. For me, yes, you'd still want to win against Wolves because they're not playing brilliant football and it is at home. So you've got to look for the positive side of it. And it's not like it's Man City, is it? These now are for the taking. And as long as we are on the front foot from the beginning, we would always have a chance of beating these.
Yeah, I think Dean Smith's obviously come in to do the job. We've heard him over the past couple of weeks say that he does want to play on the front foot, faster attacking football. I've heard numerous times that he says if they can't keep up in training, they're not on the pitch for me because they have to be fast enough to track forward and track back. So Man City, again, we used all five subs to see the likes of Thomas, Pratt, Daka, Iheanacho come on, you know, change it up a little bit, see what they can offer. And I think that was good because, if I'm being honest with you, I know Man City did shift themselves into first gear, especially when they took off Haaland and that in the second half. But I think personally, I'm hoping Dean Smith does see the likes of some of the players that have been irregular starters that do get into the team. For me, I think you would agree, Nacho and Daka, for me, are the ones that need to start front. We need to play with two. Tielemans goes into that team. I drop Drew's Bill and put Pratt in there. Soinchu, I think, gets into the back four or five, however that works. And I'm hoping when we see at 2 o'clock, or I think it's 3 o'clock kickoff, isn't it, against Wolves, at 2 o'clock, see a positive team sheet, you know, that, and we know we can do it.
Or like you say, you basically mentioned my team as a start. So you go to the picture you've got here. You've literally called my whole team out, basically. You've got Soinchu in there. I have got Pratt and Tielemans in there. No, Drewsborough. I don't think he's the quality we need going into the last seven games of the season. And Didi, after performance against Man City, you've got to drop him. I'm sorry, but you've got to drop him. As much as we know he has been a brilliant player, he's just not good enough anymore. Mendy has to be in there.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's a pretty good, solid team. Excuse me. Mendy does have to make his way into that team. I think it's going to be, you know, a tough game, but I'm hoping Dean Smith isn't robotic like Rodgers was, where win, lose, draw, we play the same team, same starting 11. It's going to be hard for Dean Smith to know the best 11 when we've got practically a fully fit team, probably maybe four or five players aren't fit that would go into team, Barnes, Pereira, Justin even, you know, some of these long-term ones have been out. So it's tough for him to know what his best 11 is with only seven games left of the season, but to realistically judge it.
What I will say is we're going into the Man City game, the likes of Suyuncu getting into the squad again. He knows who should be in the side. We know who probably should have been from the last 3 or 4 months. But Rodgers was in charge and he just played who he wanted to with the formation he wanted to. Obviously, 4-3-3 with Tete and Barnes up front. What was happening? We barely did anything, obviously, other than the odd game where we did smash Spurs and we did beat Villa. Other than that, it just wasn't working. So now we've got to go back to basics, back to know what we have been doing the last few seasons. When Iheanacho was up front with Vardy, he scored, I don't know how many goals, but there was enough goals there to keep us up. So we've got to go gung-ho, really, and go for it, because otherwise we're not going to score any goals and we'll be always on the back foot, like we were against Man City.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think Wolves are going to be very attacking. We obviously know that they've got good depth in their team. They've got a very consistent team. Obviously, they've had a tough start to the season, but they managed to mellow it out a bit, especially in these last few games. Like I said, they beat Spurs was one of the teams they beat. I can't remember the other ones, but they've lost, I think it was Brentford as well, to be fair. Two very on-formed teams, well, you know, high off the teams that Brentford especially, they're on-formed. Spurs, you know, maybe a bit inconsistent, but they're still Spurs, you know, it's hard to get points from them. But they did it, so they probably could have come to Leicester, and like you say, they might be safer. They're thinking it's 3 points, and I think a lot of teams are going to think they have Leicester, because we as Leicester fans, we know we are better than the position says we are. We know we should be doing better than that. Like we have done most seasons 4 or 5 years prior to this, we were never this low down to the end of the season, apart from, you know, Great Escape and a couple here and there in the past 8 years. So it's going to be a tough 7 games left. And Wolves, I think, are going to want it just as much as we're going to want it. So then you've got all the other fixtures. I think they're also, it's who's more motivated. And it has been 2 weeks since Dean Smith joined. Again, Man City, for me, there was a lot of positives to take from that team. I'm hoping it's just applied a lot to the Wolves game.
Yeah, and like you say, we've got the team to do it. And we know, like, on our day, well, we can be a half of these teams we've got left to go in the Premier League this year. But I even watched a video the other day of when we played in the FA Cup final, when we won it. The majority of the team that won that is still in this squad. Obviously, the few, like Perez, is not there anymore, who obviously assisted Yuri Tielemans on the goal. You had Evans in there, which, again, isn't in the first team anymore, but we've got probably better players, in my opinion, than Evans at the moment. And then you've got Fofana, who I don't know if he was with us at that point. I think he was injured at that point, but again, we've lost him, but we have brought in replacements. So the team is still there, and they're still good enough to stay up. We've just got to prove it now. And it doesn't help that we've lost, what, 4 in a row? And you don't want to make it 5, do you?
No. Like Carl says, watching from Cyprus as well, Carl, it's good to see you. We do need to win. And I know you said that it's not a bad result if we draw. It would be a bad result if we lost. Wolves is not an easy team to pick up anything from. But unfortunately, we're in a situation where there is no more next games. There is 6 more after Wolves, and we're 4 points adrift from Leeds. And if we lose to Wolves, it's going to put Wolves 3 points higher and pretty much guarantee they're safe for the season. That's another team pushing themselves up. And if anything happened like it did with the past 3 games, obviously Man City, we probably knew we were all going to lose, not get anything. We did try a little bit better, obviously. But Bournemouth and Villa, they're a real, you know, mood killers. They did end how we were playing. And, you know, they just ended how well we could have played against them. We should have played a lot better against them. And it's just, for me, we're at that point now where we're 4 points adrift from Leeds, who are probably... We only need to finish, you know, 17th this season to be safe. So we do need to get... I think 9 points is probably enough out of these next 4 or 5 games to maybe even keep us safe for the whole season.
Well, like we said in the video we obviously put out today, we said that from what we worked out and what we think, it only takes 8 points to keep us out.
Yeah, if you do look at the other teams, obviously we're basing this on the amount of points. Like, that video is up on YouTube if you want to watch it, where 6 of us had our own opinions on the bottom 6 teams to see where we could finish, and we did end up being 16th out of it, depending on getting 8 points, which isn't loads when you think of it as two.
And you said we need
draws.
To win all four games, and that's 12 points. So
it is based on the other teams losing their games. Obviously, we've looked at the fixtures, so we can tell you now Forest and Everton are two teams I've got ridiculously tough running. Forest have got Chelsea. You know, I could tell you the list out of the seven games. I'm pretty sure four or five of them are from the top six, really, even like Brighton and that. Same with Everton, they've got Newcastle, I think Spurs, and all the tough teams in there. So they're two teams that really could falter down into that category of that they're the two that could get relegated, and we can slip up ahead of them.
And that is one way, again, you look at Wolves and say, yes, they might be in a position at the moment where they are safer, I guess. But when you come to Saturday, you know you want to get a win, and that means you can bring the gap closer, because at the moment we are, 2 points off the position above us. And now if they somehow, I think it's Forest, and if they win this game coming up and we lose, that's 3 point gap, or even 5 point gap.
There is a few points in it. I think, I can't remember who the other team is. I know Leeds are on 29 points. I think Everton are joint with Forest on 27 points. I've got the fixtures here. So yeah, Southampton dead last. We're second bottom, 25. Then it's Forest, Everton, who are joint.
So if Everton and Forest somehow get a result, but we lose them against Wolves.
Yeah, and again, if you look at the fixtures, I'm pretty sure Everton and Forest both have really tough fixtures. So this is the point where we can easily get to fourth bottom, you know, from one game. We could be out of the relegation after one game. We just need to carry on this momentum. The fans need to be up for, obviously, it's a massive game on Saturday. Mm-hmm. It's our first real test to Dean Smith, because let's be honest, Man City was a...
The one thing about Man City is I wanted to come and go to Man City and see a bit of not a fight, but to show what we can do going forward. And I think in the second half we really did that. As much as, like I say, for me, Man City did take away the quality on the team. As much as there was still quality on the team by the end of the game, he took a lot of the better players off, and that's where we saw our quality come through.
Yeah, it'll be different, you know, kettle of fish on Saturday.
And that's where we need to be on the front foot.
Wolves are definitely at 3 points. I'm going to say we can easily get them if we play our game and play to our strengths. And I said to you that we really need to pick, you know, from minute one, not concede or let any goals in. You know, I think that's been our biggest downfall, is we always seem to go 1-0 down pretty quickly. I think we've done that one too many times this season.
What I will mention is the reverse leg against Wolves. Yes. We won 4-0. Come on. We won 4-0. We know they're there for the taking. We're at home. Yes, we're not having the best of form at home, but the best place to be when you're winning a game is at home with 30,000 less.
Obviously, there's only so much the fans can do, because we can, you know, be singing our hearts out the whole game, and they can still lose. And yeah, the 12th man does help, but the players have got to want it. They need to be motivated to stay in the Premier League. And being realistic, probably, you know, over half of the players that are in the 25-man squad are going to go this year, the summer, regardless of the Championship or Premier League standard, that they're going to go, you know. So it really depends on if those players are going to go determined to keep this club in the Premier League before they go off to club. And I think a lot of fans wouldn't mind, you know, it's the likes of Madison, Tielemans go, and I think we'd all be fairly happy about, fair enough, you kept in the Premier League. But if you do go down, I think it'd be a bit of a sour note.
But that's where you said, I remember you, I think it was you said before, that someone like Youri Tielemans, you wouldn't want to play him because he's not going to be here next year. For me, now it is about the quality over the quality.
I would play Tielemans.
You've got to play Tielemans over someone like the likes of Jude Bill. Yes, he's got the fight in him, but the quality now, we need to show we've got
it is about quality, but it's also about passion. Like, Tielemans might be a quality player. And even Maddison, no offence to him, he's not captain material yet.
No, I would agree with that. I want to have Maddison captain. I think Tielemans is a lot better.
Yeah, I think Maddison loses his head quite quickly. And if your captain's losing his head, the other players are definitely going to lose their head. For me, I just need to see a little bit more passion in the team. Like, there is the fight there, but if we go 1-0 down, or we lose possession, or we make a mistake like Ndidi did, you can see one mistake by Ndidi not covering the first goal really cost us, and you can see that the heads dropped and we let another two goals inside the 20 minutes of the first goal. But then came out stronger in the second half, different substitutes on. Players you could see that aren't here just for the money, the ones that are around, they've got a bit of passion for the club. So again, I think you do need to maybe pick quality, but I would also disagree a little bit that we need to pick players that want to play for Leicester, yeah. ones that are actually going to try on the pitch.
And that's where you're probably saying someone like Mendy. You've got to be playing like someone like him, as much as I think he's out of contract soon as well, isn't he?
Yeah, but this is last year.
He's one that's showing that he's got the fight there. Christensen, he's got the fight there. I think there is certain players where you would say, even as subs, like Vardy, as much as I'm not a big fan of him, coming on in the 60th minute, he will show
you. He's passionate to be a Leicester player. Yes. He's not one of these that is just here for the money. He came from no money to Leicester, so he's very thankful for the club and he's put a lot in. It's more the players, you know, like say, and is he really committed to Leicester? Is he bothered about playing? He didn't look like he was against Man City. He's obviously lost, been knocked down a couple of pegs since his injury. You could say the same about a lot of players, you know. Danny Ward, I'd say, was one, but that's hence why he's been dropped. And Iverson's in the team now.
Sinchu, man. We've seen that he's not been able to get into the side the whole year. The moment he comes in, even Smith said that he's not been playing. He's not had the confidence, but he's come in and apparently, like most people say, that Sinchu had one of the better games against Man City. So
it's the Rodgers effect, isn't it? He dropped Sinchu. I'm going to assume for personal reasons. There's no other reason why Sinchu got dropped. He comes in against Man City, yeah, we lose 3-1, but first game in a while, and he does pretty well. Again, I feel like if we were playing Soyuncu throughout the whole season, there's definitely more points we could have picked up. And Rodgers did run this club into the ground, and the position we're in now is Rodgers' fault. And not just Rodgers, it is the board choosing to sack him.
A lot of areas wise, you know, while we're down there.
Choosing
position.
To give him the money to sign the players he did, obviously with Samari and Daka. You know, not great players. Obviously, we've had Vestergaard as well. He's an interesting on Vestergaard. A little bit of gossip, I'd say. Apparently, he faked an injury in the under-21s game, and Leicester are looking to terminate his contract because of that. I mean, he doesn't do anything for the club anyway. He's taking his 80 grand a week to fake injuries in the under-21s game. So, by all means, he can leave the quick as soon as possible.
Yeah, and then before we do get Phil on, what is your take on Saturday? Do you think we'll win?
Yeah, I think we'll win 3 or 4 nil again, like we did the first leg. I think it's got to be a massive performance. For me, realistically, I said after the Southampton game, if we lose to Southampton, I think we are a relegated club. And obviously, I think a lot of fans said that after the Bournemouth game as well. And I think a lot of fans are going to say after the Saturday game.
Yeah.
Again, we never know. We could lose to Wolves, then we can win the other 6 games left, and that could keep us up. For me, we just need to put a massive performance in starting now, because you can only play what's in front of you, because after that we have to go to Leeds on a Monday night game.
Well, let's just say this, from the Wolves game onwards, we've got, 3 games in 1 week, pretty much. Maybe 1 or 2 days over a week, but again, 3 games now in 1 week where you've got to look at it, you've got to get at least six or seven points.
This time next week, after we've played, or say on Saturday next week, after we've maybe played the 3 matches, we could have won all 3 in the teams around us, because a lot could have lost all 3, and we could be in a much better position than they are. We could be 6 points clear in 15th place. Who knows? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We've just got to play what's in front of us, and it does have to start, unfortunately, with a win against Wolves.
I'm going to call a 3-0 win against Wolves.
Same as me then.
But I'm going to go Daka hat-trick, just because I like
hat-trick.
Him. Just because I like
go
him.
Go to the bookies with that one.
Go on then, Phil. You come in, mate. Here he comes, Mr. Vardy fanboy.
Did he just say Daka hat-trick?
He did.
I hope you're right, Reader. I hope you're right. Listen, good chat, and it was interesting listening to what you're saying. I just wanted to let everybody know tonight I am on BBC Radio Leicester with Owen and Pontus Kamart. Pontus Kamart, lads.
Who?
Yeah, never
Pontus
heard.
They don't know who Pontus Kamart is. I'm sure people watching know who Pontus Kamart is. You need to know your facts. Do you not remember 1997 League Cup final?
I wasn't born then, mate.
Do you not remember 1997 League Cup final?
About 6 years before me.
They need to learn the history, don't they? Pontus Kamart is probably bringing Janinho in his pocket.
Who's Janinho?
These guys. Anyway, 6 o'clock tonight, Radio Leicester with Owen and Pontus Kamart. For those of you who know who he is, come on.
That's it, guys. Appreciate it for everyone joining the match preview today. Make sure to catch the watch along on Saturday for the Wolves watch along, and then probably a match review or even an aftermath show after that on the Sunday. We appreciate you all coming on. Thank you, Sam, again for coming on.
Cheers,
and we'll see you in a bit.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Welcome to Sincerely Sloan, presented by Uninterrupted. I'm your host, professional tennis player, wife, parent, and entrepreneur, Sloan Stevens. As an athlete and as a person, my journey has had a lot of twists and turns, from moments of adversity and doubt to unimaginable triumph and satisfaction. Throughout the season, I'm joined by some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, culture, and a few members of my tribe. Our conversations keep it real and push it past skin deep. We reveal the perspectives, routines, and products that allow each of us to show up at our best. Join me on my journey of self-discovery and many, many laughs along the way. Sincerely, Sloan.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport, powered by fans.